Isaac is born to Sarah from Genesis. So what's so funny that Sarah would laugh at God? Can anything be too wonderful for God to accomplish? We missed the beginning of this story by jumping into the middle of the promise made to Abraham and Sarah. God told Abraham earlier in Genesis that if he would leave his family and homeland, God would give him a new promised land along with many descendants, so that he would be a great nation, and Adam would be a blessing to the whole world. If he is willing to leave his land and family, all this will come true. But as it turns out, God is slow to action, and Abraham is old, as good as dead, and Sarah is not much younger. The two of them have taken their own action, and Sarah offered her slave girl as a concubine to Abraham. He has a child with her, so they believe the promise was fulfilled. However, God was not the one who told them to do that, so God sends his witnesses to Abraham looking for Sarah to tell them she would have the child God was speaking of for Abraham. When Sarah hears this conversation as she is eavesdropping, she laughs and thinks God is mistaken. According to Sarah, there is no way she will ever have the pleasure of conceiving a child. It is God who has the last laugh when he tells her she will have this child, and that the Lord heard her laugh, so that the child will be called Isaac, which means laughter. So can anything be too wonderful for God to accomplish is a good question asked by one professor of theology. God makes his promises called covenants with God's creation, and God always keeps his covenant. Abraham, known as the father of faith, has many offspring whose nation continues to grow today. This story is about trusting in the promises of God and believing what Scripture has declared for us. Sarah has a hard time thinking God would give her a child because she is old and is barren. We may think our limitations keep God from fulfilling the promises God made in us. If we are willing to follow the calling of God and have patience with ourselves, God will work with us in whatever way God needs in order to bring the good news to all nations. Abraham will be a blessing to the whole world, and he is. By being the father of David, God blesses us with Jesus Christ from the line of David. God tells Sarah she will give birth to a great nation, and she did. What when God calls us into action makes us laugh at God? Is it God's call for us to help our neighbor in need that makes us laugh? And say, we cannot help, that makes us laugh? Or is it that God calls us to love our neighbor with all our heart and makes us laugh? God only wants from us to love God and love our neighbor. What does loving God look like for you? How do we love our neighbor? Can you see ways you can love your neighbor as a called child of God? Don't laugh when God calls you. Act on that call and see what amazing thing God has in store for you. God said he would save the world by sending a Messiah, and God did. God said he would bring us to the place he is, and he would show us the way to his kingdom, and he did in the Messiah Jesus Christ, the open gate to the kingdom of God. It is God who calls, blesses, and sends us into the world to bring the good news to all nations, baptizing and making disciples of all nations. Go, Jesus says, and love your neighbor the way I have first loved you. Jesus is the open gate that God has given to us for our salvation. Do not laugh at God. Listen to God and go. Amen. Let us pray. God of promise, Abraham scoffed and Sarah laughed when they were told of your plans for them and their family. Yet you remained faithful to your promise and gave them a son, Isaac. Help us to trust in your promises for our lives and to live according to your will. Amen.